What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patron Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Self-Helpless. This is Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
I said this is.
I know, I love
it. Oh, leave your message after the beep. And today we are so excited because we have, almost exactly a year later, our first guest ever returning, comic extraordinaire, badass all around, Russian gypsy, Kira Sultanovich, everybody.
Don't forget political hacker.
Political hacker.
Now
we like to put that out there.
We're known for that now.
Yeah. Just all of you together.
I feel like the before picture of all of you.
What?
I
hope you're the after.
You guys are all like blonde and like luscious and just nipples everywhere.
Oh my god.
Nipples.
Well, that is true for
that's
me.
That's accurate. Yeah.
I have nipples everywhere too.
Kira, are you kidding me? You're hot.
You're so
you are hot.
I feel like there's like a dot 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 after that sentence.
No.
What?
You're a mom of two.
No.
You're a hot woman.
Period. I have been in multiple conversations about people talking about how hot you are.
No.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Comedians alike.
With all this
alike.
Acidic in the face.
Acidic. Acidic. I thought you said acidic. I was like, someone threw acid in your face. You look amazing.
Acidic would actually work too.
I said that was such a strange self put down. Like, are people saying
you're
that
gorgeous?
Now?
You really are. Think that? I mean, you're just one of our favorite
this is
people.
The closest I've been to a foursome.
I mean, we can get closer if you want.
Emotionally,
not don't tempt Delaney. Her crotch will be around your neck faster than you realize.
Show's not
I
over
would
yet,
love
Kira.
That. Like a new accessory. What are you wearing?
Well, the choker. So before we started recording, you were asking Kelsey about her wedding planning.
Yeah.
And we had mentioned that we hadn't heard yours. And you were like, oh, you don't want to hear. And we were like, well, now we have to. Roll the cameras.
Yeah.
So you have to talk to us about first your proposal story.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I don't want to talk about it is because I feel like it's such a bummer, and I don't want to like squash your excitement and your happiness.
I mean, I'm a comic. I'm broken anyway. Like, you're not.
That's all I need to
hear. I'm not a puppy. Okay. Like,
good.
I'm fine. Yeah.
But the proposal was very interesting because, you know, my husband was in Australia. He was working, and I was like, we were dating, right? We were boyfriend, girlfriend at the time. And I go, hey, while you're out there, I'll go book some gigs and I'll join you in Australia.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. So I booked like some stand-up out there in Sydney. And the day I landed, I got into the hotel room and this bellhop comes into the room, right? Really, really beautiful hotel. And he comes into the room, champagne, like chocolate dipped strawberries, you know, just a beautiful setup. And he goes... Congratulations.
Oh my god.
And he hadn't done anything yet. So I go, for what? And he slowly started to like back out of the room.
Oh my god. And Mike's
face was like, what the fuck? And because he had hid the ring in the hotel safe. So the whole hotel staff knew about it, like how exciting it was going to be. So he goes, oh, this is what we do for Americans when they arrive in Australia. So what's happening? Because, you know, I am a Russian gypsy, as you guys know.
Sure, so
like,
give me your hand, bellhop.
Right, exactly. A couple days later, we were going around, you know, being touristy. We're this beautiful cliffs. Like, you know, Sydney is just gorgeous. And like right outside, it's like this little area called Watson's Bay, which is the name of our production company. And then like right next to it are these gorgeous cliffs. And the boats are coming in. It was like Christmas Day. So they had this big, huge Christmas boat celebration. It was amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's a perfect day.
Yeah.
And he proposed right there.
Aww.
That's nice.
That's are we all ovulating?
Yeah.
There's
very
more.
Sweet. Oh,
so
no.
Then,
are we all ovulating?
Right? I burst into tears because I kind of knew, but I didn't, and I'm just such a sucker, and I'm just like snot bubbles,
yeah,
right, and just burst into tears, and then he told me that he called my parents while I was flying on the 18-week flight to Australia. Yeah. He called that to ask, and of course I start crying again. Oh. And this woman, this local, sees all of this, and so she walks over, and I'm not going to do her accent because I can't, you know, crikey, I can't do it. But she walks over and she goes, "Oh, did you just propose to her here?" And he's like, "Yeah, we're engaged." And she goes, "Oh my gosh, this is where people kill themselves."
What?
And we look at her and we're like, oh, and Mike is like, no. And then she goes, yeah, this is where people
jump.
Commit. Like she like had to say, this is where they commit suicide.
Oh,
so the joke hilarious. On stage I do is, so we pushed her. But I mean, like that was just so, what the fuck? Like it's just such a,
what is wrong
that she
with
felt
people
the need to tell that to you?
Such an amazing moment. It's like you're having an orgasm and someone goes, your dad's watching. You're like, no! Why did you ruin this? Like I was having a good time. And it's like now scarred forever.
You just ruined my next four orgasms. Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny.
Which I hope are during this podcast.
It'll be happening currently.
So, your
wedding, you said, was problematic.
Well,
not to guests, but for you.
So, of course, the guests don't know. That's a great thing to tell any, you know, future bride.
Okay.
The guests are not going to know anything.
Okay.
It's almost like a show. You know, like you do a stand-up show, you produce it, you book like all these comics, someone doesn't show up.
Yeah.
No, but you know, like if they don't know who's on the guest on the lineup, they're just like, whatever. Like, the audience is just like, okay. Or someone goes over their time, the audience doesn't know.
Yeah. Right.
Or one of the, whatever happens, you know what I mean? Like, so just keep that in mind.
Okay.
You'll know.
Yeah.
And it'll drive you crazy.
I'll fucking know everything. Yeah.
So my husband and I are both in production.
Yeah.
So you would think, like, we got this shit. You know what I mean? Like, we know how to schedule things and get things organized and meet people. And, you know, you have to interview. And we had a wedding coordinator. And we had a pretty long engagement, too.
Yeah.
It was, like, almost a year.
Yeah.
So, like, throughout that year, though, she had this boyfriend. They were living together. And she's a wedding coordinator, right? So she's like, oh, my God, we're going to get married. And they were planning their wedding, too. In the middle, he broke up with her.
Oh my God.
So for the rest of our wedding, she was like, fuck love.
Oh my
and
God.
And she just hated everything. I'd be like, hey, do you like these tablecloths? She's like, oh, those tablecloths. Is that what's going to make you happy? Like,
just oh no.
The worst. Oh so my. That was just like the first sign of like, something's not right. We had it in Los Angeles, in Simi Valley. You were asking where you got married.
Oh, really?
Do you guys ever watch, it's pretty close to you.
Yeah.
You ever watch like The Biggest Loser when they were like on this huge
the ranch.
Estate?
The yes, I know exactly what that married. Is. Because yeah. I grew up in Simi, so I've been
right,
there.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay.
So we got, you know, off Cougar.
Very pretty. Oh, yeah. Oh, you are. Yeah.
Hummingbird Nest Ranch. That's
pretty.
What it's called, right? So that's where we got married. May 24th, and it rained.
Oh.
One of the
gosh.
Craziest thunderstorms, like lightning, like Armageddon. Just
oh, my God.
Toads, locusts falling. You know, Jewish babies are killed. It was awful. It was just awful. Like, and May 24th. Are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
But I got a tent at the last minute because we knew, of course, a few days before. We're like looking at weather and all this. And we're like,
okay.
Fuck. So we got a tent, $10,000.
Fuck.
Last minute tent that I'm still paying off. So, So, you know, the morning of the wedding, the rains are so torrential. And we stayed on the location, right? So we're there, like waking up to the venue, right?
Yeah.
The rains were so crazy, like, right? Like shaking baby syndrome, right? Yeah. Just like, I'm like murderous rains. Oh, and I can't sleep. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I wake Mike up and I go, we have to cancel. We're canceling this wedding. I'm like, we're canceling. Are you kidding me? We're canceling the wedding, right? Like everyone's going to understand, right? And he goes, we're not canceling the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, no, we'll just, let's.
5 a.m.
Send
on
a text.
The day.
5 a.m. Yeah, people have already flown in the night before.
Oh my God.
I'm from San Francisco.
Shit.
So I'm like,
yeah.
Well, we're just going to, they'll understand. They'll get it. Like, it's death is in the air.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was.
There are dementors swirling
yes,
aside.
That's exactly what it felt like. And so he's like, no, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. It's going to clear up. The window pane was like about to just give. Like, it was like shards of glass would have gone into our eyeballs. It was shaking.
Oh my God.
And he goes, it'll clear up. So I was like, all right. But at that moment, he totally calmed me down, which I was like, all right, I guess I'll marry you.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, there could be a psycho person that's like, fuck this rain, you're right. Yeah. And we shouldn't get married because it's a sign or some bullshit.
Right.
But I get up, I go and get in my car because I figure I'm going to go get balloons.
You're going to go drive in the weather.
What?
I don't know. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I'll go find a Starbucks, get some balloons. I drive down to the Ralphs. God. I know. We had balloons, but like, just like, it's a windy road, so I thought I'll get like balloons on the road.
The rain,
got you.
Know, some people, because it's like a, you know, it's up in the
in the hill, yeah.
So, I go down to the Ralphs. I get a coffee. I'm getting balloons, and the woman at Ralphs, to her, it's just Saturday, May 24th.
Sure.
She's like, ugh, today's gonna be the worst day.
And you're like, you're here from Australia?
How
did you get here?
I pushed her off the cliff. I was just like, oh, really? She's like, it's going to be awful. I didn't tell her I'm about to get married in a few hours.
Right.
I was like, yep, all right, well, see you later. I get in my car, right? Everything's shaking. Oh. The tent that they put up at the last minute is leaking.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding
me? Our wedding planner is nowhere to be found.
Oh, my God.
And then after that, it was just a series. Oh, so, okay, it did clear up.
Okay.
So for our ceremony, it was completely like dry and clear.
Wow.
I'll show you pictures. Okay. It was actually beautiful and stunning. Amazing. My best friend sang opera into the canyons of Simi Valley. So it reverberated. It was just.
Best thing that happened to Simi.
So,
ever.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And then after that, it was just a series of what the fuck is happening until about 2 o'clock in the morning when my mom was naked in the pool at the venue. So, mazel tov on your engagement.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Geez. That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, people like fell and twisted ankles. Our power went out. The food came out late. The band couldn't play. I mean, it was just.
Oh my God. It's
someone plugged in a coffee machine and all the power just went.
Oh
Yeah.
My God, it sounds like this should be a movie. You need to write a feature about your wedding day.
It should be a movie.
Holy balls.
It's 10 years since that day, and I'm finally over it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you seem I need to prepare more for these things. I need to have her boyfriend has this whole philosophy of, like, just always expect everything to go wrong. Because then if it doesn't, then you'll actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I'm the opposite, where I'm just walking around thinking everything's going to be fine, and then I get horrifically disappointed constantly. Yeah. Yes. And I feel like wedding day could be the worst case of that, where I think everything's going to be fine, and then...
Yeah. Yikes. Oh, man.
Yeah, but hey, two kids and a mortgage later, here we are, everybody.
Yeah. $10,000 tent.
$10,000 tent. Can you believe that bullshit?
That's good. Crazy.
Lord. That's what I'm trying to do my whole wedding for, is 10 grand. That's what I'm trying to, like, stay with it.
Well, then I'll give you a hug on the way out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sweet, sweet hug. The only reason we had a pretty elaborate wedding, and the only reason is because I booked this crazy commercial, right, like, when we were planning the wedding.
Yeah.
And, like, an idiot, I was like, looks like we're having a $50,000 wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just, like, they just handed me a crazy check. It was for Lean Cuisine.
Oh, my God.
And they handed me a crazy check, and I was like, all right.
This is what this is for now.
My tent money.
Yeah. It really, yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, just trying to transition out of that. Yeah. I love you so much. So for those of our listeners who maybe didn't listen to the first episode because they're newer or whatever.
Shame
get out. Yeah. Can you again explain your specialty?
My specialty.
Your specialty. Your special skill. Your powers.
My powers.
Yes.
They're powers. This
they
isn't
are
like
powers.
A skill. This isn't a learned. This isn't like croquet or whatever. Yeah. This is something bigger.
Yeah.
I took some learning annex courses at a Ramada
in Madrid
near the airport.
Now I can read energies and sell real estate.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, mm-hmm. except for, and I might have used this analogy the first time we met.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The four of us, like a Macbeth play. So it's like when you have, let's say, a first date. This is what I tell people. Like, you know what? Like, when you see someone, it's blind date, first date, whatever. And you kind of see them, they sit down next to you at a coffee shop or a restaurant, whatever it is, and you're, like, face-to-face for the first time. We all have this, like, immediate, like, like, you're responding to their vibe, to their vibration, to their energy, to... It's not even just like, oh, I like the color of his or her eyes or hair or the outfit that they're wearing. It's not always that. It's just sometimes you're just responding to, like, whatever they're giving off.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, it's really just that. And we've all had moments where we're like, oh, I bet this is going to happen next. And it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, right? I mean,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever met one person that hasn't been like, I was thinking about, you know, Delaney, and then she called me. It was so weird. You know? Mm-hmm. He's just like... We have, I know this generation doesn't call, I'm sorry. She Snapchatted at me or whatever. Anyways, you know, so that's just what it is. That's just what it is. But I, for many, many, many years, I shoved it and stuffed it down deep inside my Soviet vessel.
Were you afraid of, like, your own ability, or were you afraid of what people would think? Was it a mixture of everything?
I mean, because it's silly.
Right. It kind of goes
against...
You know
what I mean?
I feel like it goes against the typical comedian way of that you're just supposed to be like, fuck everything. And
right.
Like, I don't believe in anything. I just do my jokes.
There's no beauty in this world.
You know? Yeah. I mean, you're describing a comedian rapper, but yes, I know what you're saying.
I don't know why I was
just like, fuck the police. No, you know what it is? It's what everybody, it's like a punchline. It's like, I know you guys are all young, but, like, you know, Dionne Warwick, Psychic Friends, or what was the Psychic Friends Network? Right? Do you guys know what that is?
Uh-uh.
It was like such a punchline in the 80s and 90s because it's just silly. It's just silly.
Yeah.
And so I knew about this a long, long time, like when I was even a kid. But I was like, well, I don't want people to make fun of it. Because it is. Like, people drive by houses that say, psychic love, get your spiritual reading here.
Yeah.
And it just looks ridiculous.
Yeah. Comics are such cynics. It, like,
and
it
so,
bumps heads.
Right.
But then I also realized, well, it's kind of interesting and different.
Yeah. It's like,
and
you have, like, superhuman intuition. You have, like, very strong.
I guarantee if everyone focused on exactly what I'm focusing on, and not, like, just like, well, I guess I'll guess what your favorite color is. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's I bet anyone, it's just being a human. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's just being a human.
Is it being like ultimately present? Like you're really not, you're not thinking about any, like you're clearing your head. You're not thinking about anything but what this person is kind of giving off to you.
I'm just trying to tune into you because I can only give you the information that you already have.
Mm. Oh,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like you're holding up a mirror.
Yes. Okay. I can't, like, we already all, you know, we're already like, okay, here's my quote, right? You guys wanted a quote.
Yes, yes, please.
You know, we are already infinite possibilities.
Mm. Yeah.
Already. We're waiting for like things to happen to us, but we're already like sending them out and they're already happening.
Yeah.
So I'm just basically like telling you what you're already, you already know inside, but you maybe either have a block to it or subconsciously, or you're, you know, you want to sabotage yourself for whatever reason. Cause we're all like, I'm going to eat this cake. And like, you know, and we know we shouldn't, but like, so it's that kind of feeling of, I'm just telling you what you already know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah. Cool.
I love it.
Let's start. Do you remember your reading from last time? Because you said, did any of the stuff make sense afterwards?
Cause all of it takes
like a month or two or three or eight.
I feel like we all, I mean, I don't want to speak for you guys, but I felt mine pretty much right away where I was like, oh shit, I can't believe that she could sense that. And it's something that I'm not even very consciously aware of it, but once you said it, I was like, oh, I guess I am like that.
What was it you want to share?
You were picking up an energy from me that I, on the outside, seemed very, like, open and inviting, but that there was this big wall you felt that was like, don't get too close.
Interesting.
Like,
is that like, true?
I think so. I do think so. It's just something that I'm not very aware of, but I definitely think it's there. And as soon as you kind of called it out, I was like, oh, shit, I think I do feel like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has to be cautious because she has so many allergies. We've talked about this a lot where it's
Oh, yeah.
You can't always be spontaneous because you could die if you eat something weird.
Allergies?
Yes, to everything. Oh. So I think that keeps this. I'm so happy you said that because I do think that is like because doctors have told me essentially that like so many parts of the outside world can kill me that I have to live in a way that's very like planned out, I guess.
Okay, give me an example.
So, like,
because my kid has a lot of allergies.
Okay, so like our wedding photographer, I was looking at some of his photos, and he likes to do a lot of like outdoorsy stuff. And a lot of these are chicks lying in a field with their fiance or like on a grassy hill. I won't be doing any of that. I already know that I'm gonna have to tell him, hey, like your usual shots, I can't lie down in grass or in like a field of wheat. I will fucking get hives head to toe and have trouble breathing. And like, I have a ton of food allergies, and
like
so
what are some food allergies?
Oh man, pumpkin seeds and
pumpkin seeds.
Oh,
so many nuts.
God, I peppermint. Just had pumpkin seeds for breakfast.
Peppermint.
Who needs pumpkin seeds in their life?
Yeah,
peppermint.
A ton of nuts.
Don't say coriander. What are these allergies? Peppermint.
So many, but like,
wool?
We talked about.
Aren't you like allergic to wool?
Really allergic to wool. I was Jillian and I went and had salad the other day at a place that like seemed to have a pretty detailed list of what was in the salad, and I started eating it and I realized there were pumpkin seeds in it.
Oh, shit.
And I couldn't tell if I had already eaten one or not, so I had to like take a Benadryl. The rest of my day was pretty much shot because it knocked me out for like 5 hours.
Oh,
it was a whole
God.
Big thing. So it's like if you're at a party or whatever, like or at like a catered event and somebody's just carrying food around on a tray, I can generally never have whatever's on the tray because I need to know every ingredient in it.
Yeah. I mean, I my kid is the same way.
Okay.
But it's mostly just nuts. It's mostly peanuts and walnuts and pistachios.
Mine's this like weird array of like almost a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And so it keeps me having to be cautious a lot just as protection for myself.
Yeah. I feel really bad because the other day it was my husband's birthday and I said, let's go get him. I said to my kids, an ice cream cake from Baskin Robbins, like a little itty bitty one, just to like surprise him when he comes home from work. And we were there paying for it, and the woman working behind the counter just reached over and handed my 7-year-old a sample of something, a little spoon. And out of the corner of my eye, I feel so terrible. But I was like, no! And I just slapped it out of her hand. And it was like the whole Baskin Robbins was like, what the hell has happened? I go, he has food allergies. I felt like such a douche.
No, but like, but anybody
just
should.
It caught me so off guard.
Anybody should understand that completely because it legit kills people. Yeah, like, it's a thing.
It's awful.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, he's doing something called oral immune therapy.
Okay, yeah.
You don't want to ask me about it.
Okay.
Talk in length.
Okay.
He now eats peanuts.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Wasn't he so terrified? I'm so terrified with that shit.
You know, at that age, you know, I think it's easier when you're younger.
Yeah. Because
we're just like telling
you
to do something. When you're older, yeah. But I mean, they don't just give you peanuts and wish you luck. It's like a powder in a juice.
Right.
And it's like, it was like the amount of peanut was less than on a pin.
Right.
Whoa. Yeah.
You know? Right.
And now he's eating 8 peanuts.
Wow.
Yeah, I went through immunotherapy for like 3 years, which was like the injections.
Oh, but that's a shot.
Yeah, of like pollens and mold and mildew. It wasn't food, but it was like pet dander and shit like that. And that gave me horrible anxiety attacks for 3 years because it was such, I mean,
also
I talked about it with you guys.
Needle involved.
It's fucking horrible.
Jesus.
And like they can mix your vial up with somebody else's vial and, or like give you too much and your body just goes into anaphylactic shock. And,
oh my God.
And they're like, no working out 2 hours before, 2 hours after, no getting too hot 2 hours before, 2 hours after. Cause you can just send yourself into shock and die. And it's like, I can't live like, it was so horrible.
It's awful.
So
no one knows why. And no one knows like.
Yeah, it's 2018. There's no answers.
Nobody knows why.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's part of it too. I don't know how much I feel that way emotionally. I think that's a possibility though too, that I can kind of be a little bit like cautious to get too close to people at first. So I don't know.
100%. It probably has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you want to read hers or do you want us all to refresh you first and then do
Who wants the reading? Who wrote Shambode?
And y'all want one.
You guys
want
to rock, paper, scissors this?
I'll go first. We just talked about it.
All right.
Yeah. Can we do like quick ones?
Is that are you guys in a rush?
No.
We're okay.
Not. Aaron, are you in a rush?
Okay. Yeah, we're
good.
Perfect. That gives us
minutes. Should Taylor and I talk amongst ourselves like last time? Well,
is that what you guys were
give
doing?
Give you some privacy?
Yeah. We'll just, I'll keep an eye on time.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to make this fast and ask me specific stuff? Because I think last time I just gave you like a general, just to tune in.
Specific questions?
We had generals last time. Maybe we should do specific.
Yeah, well, you guys did ask me specific. I remember that. I remember that much.
I'm kind of curious to know, and I mean, again, I know you said you don't remember so much the first time, but I feel like my anxiety's gotten a lot better since the first time you did it, and I wonder if that's, like, an evident thing in my energy, and I don't know. I guess I don't know what other specific things to ask.
Mm-hmm. You can ask anything. I mean, it could be like, should I invite that weird uncle to the wedding? I mean, it could be anything.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I mean, your energy does feel better.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just tell that just seeing you outside of the podcast studio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so nothing specific you don't want to get into?
What about babies?
Oh, my God.
Do you
want to
have babies?
I mean, yeah, but that's not like a big thing in my life.
Like that's
probably not for another like 4 or 5 years.
That's probably a big hot question.
Are you allowed
to
say how old you are? Because you don't have.
Oh, yeah, I'm 29.
Oh, my God. Don't wait.
I'm waiting. Yeah.
Sure, wait.
I'm going to wait at least 4 or 5 years. Yeah.
5, 6.
5, 6. You're perfect.
5, 6 great. Is great.
Perfect.
Yeah, because then you guys can, like, you know, well, you've been with your boyfriend for a while.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah.
So you've already been like a couple. I just realized I have a little bit of silver nail polish. All right. Sorry. I dig graves on the side. That's my day job. My day job is a night job, digging graves. I'm going to try to figure out what, there is something going on. I'm talking too much to figure it out. So yeah, if you guys want to talk amongst yourselves to entertain your
Do we have beautiful. To, thank you so much. Yeah. Do we have to plug our sponsor this month?
No, but we can for funsies.
I mean, I'm going to talk about it because we just got our Fuck It bracelets
from
Vented in Brooklyn.
So great.
And they're so awesome. I'm really excited about it. Because I got
see
one
your bracelet?
Here. I don't want to distract you from Kelsey's energy, but it says Fuck It on it.
Oh my God.
I know. Hilarious. The first time we all got like breathe and like grateful. Dream and yeah. grateful. And then the wonderful badass who runs Vented in Brooklyn was like, I'm going to send you guys fuck it bracelets.
Yeah.
And when I saw this about half an hour ago, I was like, oh no, this is just, what I should be wearing.
Yeah.
I'm going to so wear good. The fuck it and breathe right over each other. That's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. So I have a question. Yeah. Again, sometimes I'm like, where do these come from? What is this about? I'm getting like a head trauma.
Head trauma.
You didn't fall down or get your or knock something or.
I've been getting over a cough. I had like a head cold, but no.
No, no. I mean, it feels like a headache. Like, you don't get migraines.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Okay, so that's for some reason keeps coming through, but I can't tell what it's connected to. So like sometimes I'll get like a for sure connection.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, oh, you fell and you know, you never got your head whatever, looked at or whatever. Yeah. But this doesn't feel like that. So it feels.
But you said sometimes people check in like 2 weeks later and they're like, oh my gosh, I fell.
I know, now I'm scared. I'm like,
right. I know, now I'm terrified. Put a helmet on.
Yeah, well, it just feels like it feels like you were having like pains or like a migraine or like a thing. And
oh, I definitely have like pretty much constant pain in my neck. And like I have bad TMJ. And so I'm like clenching every night and grinding and I've been.
But is it like affecting like more? Because that feels like it's. You're saying TMJ, it's more your jaw,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
This feels like.
Like top of my head?
Yeah, this feels like it's like right here. Like that's why I keep pointing to like the back of the head.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
I can't.
Not
I can't.
Sleeping well? Or you. It just feels like it's like a. Like.
I don't think so. I'm
like
really
trying. I need two hands. I feel like this left hand's asking for money.
This is a dirty hand.
She's like, this and pay me too. I don't know. It just keeps coming up. So it's not affecting like your, I don't know. I don't get migraines. I'm guessing. This is me guessing.
Yeah.
But migraines, do they affect your vision? Do they give you like weird vision?
No.
I think they do. I think they make you sensitive to light.
Yeah.
Has that been happening? Anything like that? Like,
mm-mm.
Nothing. Okay. Mm-mm. Well, we'll get back to it. We'll circle around. Remember, I think last time, I can't remember whose reading it was. We circled back and then we were all like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll keep it in mind.
Okay.
Keep your head in mind.
Keep your head. Yeah.
Yes.
Keep your head on.
Yeah.
Straight. Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
So, okay. Give me something specific.
If I just say like wedding stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything. Just, yeah, you can say whatever you want.
I don't know. Can you guys help me?
You guys have, you have new reps.
Oh, I have new management.
Okay.
That I like.
Okay, good.
I'm excited about.
Good. But I feel like there's something you want to ask me and you just don't want to say it on the air. So if you want, we can do this after. We can do a little powwow after.
Okay.
Is that...
I'm like, I guess I should have been more prepared in terms of like actual questions.
Yeah.
I feel like last time I didn't ask a specific thing and you just were like, oh my God, I'm getting such a strong thing of like, you seem like you want people to come in and you don't want people to.
Do you
want to
circle back?
Yeah, let's circle back.
In case you think of something.
Okay.
Would that
okay.
be better?
Okay.
Think
okay.
of something.
I have things.
She has things.
My hands are so sweaty and cold. I'm sorry.
What was your reading?
Well, I got a mini reading on our last episode, but then I was on Kira's podcast with Karen, and they gave me a reading.
Right. You gave me more, and then I gave you another one.
And then I loved it so much, I wanted a one-on-one time with Kira. So I feel
are you
like,
single?
No. I'm not.
Oh.
This is my hand.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, what kind of vibes are you getting?
I don't know. Huh. Are you planning on being single?
No.
Okay. It's just that your tits are actually out, and you're like, what vibe are you?
Oh. Maybe the last time you saw me, I was in a sweater. No, I'm
okay.
not single.
All right. Okay, what's the question?
Well, maybe what that's about.
Yeah.
What kind of... What?
It feels like a loner thing happening, so that's why I asked.
A loner thing happening? Maybe like the business you're starting so you can work from home by yourself?
Yeah, that's... Wow.
I'll connect those dots.
Oh, my God, okay. Taylor.
It just felt like alone, like by yourself, like you just were plucked.
Yeah.
A loner thing. That's why I asked.
And you talk about feeling alone between the three of us in terms of like that Taylor and I have decided to continue going forward with stand-up.
Yeah,
and you're
I quit stand-up comedy, Kira. So that's probably what you're getting at.
Oh,
Yeah, I left.
I got so scared for you, Cam.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's okay, Cam. No, I left.
It feels
in
very
April.
Plucked out. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, and like just like by yourself. That's why I was like, whoa. I was a little shocked by it because.
Yeah, yeah. I left stand up, okay. And my goal is
you did the
to...
exit interview.
I did.
Okay,
I did.
Good. Yeah, because everything all the paperwork. Cleared. Okay.
So good. Much paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I left, and now I'm about to launch my own business, so I can work from home.
Okay.
And
okay. Let's talk about that. Don't tell me what it is yet.
Okay.
But just okay. Good. All right. It's interesting. It feels like it's a business that is almost. Between two types of things that are already, oh gosh, okay, what's a good way to describe this? Like, you know how like a restaurant and delivery, and then the food truck would be like something that's kind of between restaurant and delivery. Like it feels like that.
Okay,
is that what the business is?
It's
like it bridges two things together.
100%. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll be selling dick mugs, hand painted.
What's happening? I'm so sorry. What's happening? Can we rewind? What happened?
I have a weird hobby of the past few years, like a side business that I've had, where I hand paint coffee mugs, but they're penises.
But it's like people as penises. So she made one of like Bert Kreischer and Joe Rogan, and she'll name him like Chode Rogan, and it's like Joe Rogan as a penis. So it's like his face is on like the. The head,
get that?
And his like shoulders are.
It's a business between other regular businesses.
Yeah. There you go. So it's basically it's like doing comedy from my couch, but with art, which I have a background in.
Can you Google image this for me, please? Okay. Wow. What's it called?
Dicks by Delaney.
All right. Yeah. Well,
she's got a very snappy business card.
Okay. Well, it definitely like I was gonna say, it feels like. It's a business that's kind of in between regular businesses. Yeah. Interesting. Yes.
Yeah, so it's a dishware company, or dickware, if
dickware.
You will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chode Rogan for you.
There you go.
So he's a penis, but it's Joe.
Okay.
And those are balls.
And did you get a cease and desist yet?
Not yet. Well, Bert Kreischer ordered them, so I think I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. That's not like a normal.
Okay. This is good. It feels very isolating. That's why the first thing I assumed was single, because it feels very like alone and isolating.
Yeah.
So, there feels like a little bit of a gap. Not like, oh, it's not going to go well. It's like this weird gap of like, shit, I'm not selling as many cock cups as I thought I would. But then it's going to take off.
Huh. Okay.
So just don't worry in that in-between time. It does feel like either you get like a weird no from someone that you thought was going to be a yes or something like that. And then it's like, but then don't worry. That's going to pass. And then it's going to, it's interesting. Where do you see this? What's your plans?
To build a dick empire here. A mountain of dicks that I sit on. I'm trying to think like realistically right now with what I can manage.
Are you an artist?
I wouldn't call myself that so much, but I have a background in sketching and painting. I've never done it like seriously, but I do it for fun and enjoyment. And this whole business started like as a joke a few years ago that I just kind of have kept building on, and I've perfected this weird, specialty mug that people like to buy for bachelorette parties or weddings or funny birthday gifts or whatever.
But the mug is just the shape of a mug.
Yeah, it's just a mug.
Picture on in the front.
It's an oil painting. It's, you know those companies, one of them actually sponsored us, where you like send in a picture of your pet and then they cartoon it on like stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
You send me a picture of your loved one or your favorite celebrity and I make them into a penis and I send it back to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can do
now,
like custom
are they
stuff.
Always circumcised? What if my loved one is...
You can do whatever you want.
That's a great question.
You can do whatever you want.
I am full of great
They're wearing
cock
a little scarf.
Questions.
Yeah.
Or a hat.
Exactly.
Beanie.
Yeah.
But it is going to be very isolative. But I really want that. Like, I'm really looking forward to that.
Of course, every girl's dream is dong dinnerware.
To draw dicks alone.
Okay, what's your next question?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was the first thing that just
That's so funny because I was going to ask about my future, my career, because I have made some pretty big changes the past few months. Like,
yeah.
How's this shit going to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. IUD.
Oh, yeah. The last time I went with our readings, you said to like, oh, get that taken care of or get that out. So I am actually next month going to get my IUD out. But that was a big one for you. We're like, I feel like.
Well, that took a long time.
Yeah, it sure did. I know.
I'm glad you're taking my
advice. I'm like, Kara's back on the podcast on Monday. She's like, oh, I knew I forgot something.
Yeah, that was a big one that you were like really animate about, getting that taken out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been wanting to. It's just I'm kind of scared and I'm gonna just do it because it hurts. So I passed out when they put it in.
Yeah, that's a sign.
I know, right? I know it was. It's bad.
Like,
but
maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
I know. I'm gonna take it out. I'm going back on the pill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about
like
marriage stuff?
Oh. Sure. I think I asked you this last time.
I have more questions
like,
about Delaney.
You know what? I asked you last time about like marriage and, you know, my current boyfriend who's still my boyfriend. And I remember you said like, it's going to be a while. Like it's going to be a while until you have the marriage and the kids. And you didn't necessarily know if you saw it with the person I was currently with.
Right.
And you said it's going to probably be, it could take a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it should. Live your life.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
got dicks to draw.
Totally.
I'm going to give you some bad news.
Okay.
You're not done with stand up.
Oh.
Good. Self-helpless tour.
Well,
that's all we wanted.
We do want to go on a tour with the podcast, which I would be doing stand-up, but what else do you say?
No, that's the news.
Okay.
You're not done with stand-up. Okay. I think that like you hit a bump, and so you were like, all right, I need to focus on something else that maybe brings me a different type of joy.
Yeah.
You know, nuts, of course. Do you draw the nuts, too?
I do all the, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. I'm so glad. I was going to be disappointed.
The nuts are the feet.
So, now I'm not disappointed.
The balls
the nuts
are
the feet.
The balls are the feet. Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah. But it's gonna bring you back to comedy. You're going to do it. It might be different. It might not be like, oh, I'm going to be selling out theaters. That's not what your desire is anyway.
Right.
But you're not done with stand-up.
Yeah.
I think maybe you're taking a hiatus. A hiatus.
You can take all the time you need, girl.
Yeah.
We'll be right back here waiting.
Right. Yeah, yeah you're not done. You're not done. Okay. What else?
Oh, man. Those are good so far. maybe the marriage thing or the relationship thing. It's interesting that you got, like, the single vibe first. But I guess you just said it was more, like,
it just
isolation.
Felt so, like...
independent.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It was more like just a shock. Like, I didn't think you would be.
Yeah. I remember.
I think right now this guy is great for you. And I don't think you need to worry about any kind of 5, 6, 7 steps down the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy what you're in right now. I think a lot of the times we're always so worried about, what about over there that we're not just being in the moment.
Right.
Just
right.
be in the moment. And that's why I think you're going to go back to comedy, because you're going to be in the moment and that moment is going to feel right. I'm going to write some new material. But when you go back, it's going to feel like more authentic. Going to be more authentic material.
Okay.
I think one of the things on stage for you, it just never felt real. It felt like you were on stage performing an act of what a stand-up comic would do.
Totally.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
And it's not me trying to be harsh because you know I love you.
Yeah, no, right. I totally agree.
And that's why I think you know, it feels like you like took a little hiatus from it, but you're gonna go back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question just in general?
Is it math related? Okay, good. Okay.
Do you ever tell, like, if you were to feel on one of us that, like, the person we're with is not somebody that you think we're supposed to be, do you tell people that?
It depends. I might just say, like, the energy, your energy and that person's energy just right now is not jiving.
Interesting.
But again, it's only what you let me.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Do you
like
know what
the
I mean?
Mirror. Yeah. Like,
I see.
If I'm trying to get in you and your legs are close tight, I'm not going to meet yeah. you. You know what I mean? I'm going to like back up. And I'm just like, all right, she doesn't want
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so sometimes people are like, well, that wasn't a very accurate reading. Yeah, because the person really didn't want a reading.
Right.
I'm not, I can't like demand information yeah. from you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But your mom is a great example. I sat down with your mom. Oh my God. Like I got knocked backwards. I'm not going to talk about her reading because it's personal, but it was just like, huh? So oh my impact. God, there's so much going on. And yeah. she's like, yeah. And I go, I'm overwhelmed. Like I don't even have words right now. I couldn't even talk for the first few minutes because I just kept saying, wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I was just like, what is happening?
Right.
Because it was just a lot, but she was like an open book.
Right.
And oh. she was like, yeah, this is my life.
Yeah.
Wow.
And absolutely. I needed like a moment. And sometimes I need like a minute. Like Karen and I just did a podcast with someone where I had to really sit back. Karen does the tarot cards, right? But I had to sit back because their energy was so like, that it like gave me a headache.
Jeez. Oh my God.
You know, like it was yeah. just like too much. So I was like, I can't really read this person right now.
Wow.
And
wow.
then, and then on top of that, he wasn't really on board. So I was saying like, so, you know, you were in a motorcycle accident, and he's like, okay.
right?
Like all, and I go, and you had like road rash all up and down your back. He's like, well, I mean, I guess I did fall off my motorcycle.
You had road rash?
Right?
Yeah.
I did fall off my motorcycle. I go, okay. That's another way of saying a motorcycle accident. Unless it was on purpose.
Yeah.
Right.
You were on a motorcycle on purpose. And he goes, yeah, I got like my back. I got like all yeah. the, you know, gravel in my back and stuff. And I go, yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
So like if they're weird. Closed off like that, it's yeah. like, well, I'm not going right. to force myself for? On you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
wow.
Yeah. That's to answer your question. Did I answer
yeah.
your question?
Yeah, you did.
Okay,
yeah.
good. Yeah. So this guy's is good, but there's something else happening, but I want you to ask me some questions.
Oh,
yeah.
Something else?
No, there's more. There's more.
Oh, there's more.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
Okay. Oh man, what else could I...
It's hard in the moment. I've now thought of a couple questions okay, I can ask you for me, good. But like
I guess kids for me, which I think I asked you last time too, and you said it's going to be a decade.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
It's fine with me.
Yeah.
yeah.
I guess I'm in a position where it's like my partner is probably still trying to figure out what he wants
yeah.
totally. So I think it's that weird like, I don't know. Like
he'll be figuring it out when you're crowning. All right, so just...
Oh my God.
Yeah, when you're dilating, you'll be like, all right,
I guess
I figured it out. I'm on board.
Yeah. Oh, man, but I'm definitely in no rush to do any of that.
Don't like, be in a rush.
Really, I would ideally like mid to late 30s for stuff.
For sure.
For at least kids. Yeah. yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be my...
Are there twins in your family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's an identical twin.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
But you see me having twins. I'm just asking if there's twins
God,
in your family.
Oh, my God.
I'm just asking. Yeah. yeah. It feels like strong.
Oh, wow.
That is
wait.
So
crazy.
Save up.
That yeah. is
This is perfect.
Gnarly.
Are we okay
we
on
have,
time?
We're perfect. We have 30 minutes. So we can do 15, 15.
Okay,
God.
Okay,
perfect.
Boom.
This
is going great. Did Aaron come back? Aaron.
Yes,
I give Aaron.
I'm
shit
trying to
on
keep an eye
podcast.
On time for you, Aaron.
Oh
I got you.
Aaron doesn't believe in any of this, by the way. Heads up.
Do you
Heads
want me
up.
To tell you what the last time
whatever
you said?
Whatever you want to tell me.
Okay.
Whatever you want to say. Whatever you want to ask. Whatever okay. you.
The last time you told me, you told me you were picking up on digestive issues, which mm-hmm. I think was true at the time.
You were barfing a lot.
Oh my gosh, I was
sickness. Yeah,
like I was
food sickness all the time.
That was crazy. Yeah, I was.
Remind me never to go out to
I know. I don't know what was going on. But it happened a few times. I forgot about that.
I don't want to get kicked out of islands again.
Oh my God. And love then that place. You also told me that you like you took hold of my hand for a second. You were like, okay, it's like too much.
There's
like,
a lot. It's happening again.
It is?
Yeah. You said it's like Grand Central Station.
Yeah. Oh, is that what I said? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Said, like
yeah, there's a lot. But it's better.
Is it better?
Yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's
I
a lot.
It's better.
I know. I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your question?
And then I think I was in a project at the time.
Okay.
I was in that development deal and I was asking about it. And you were like, I wouldn't worry about it being like the thing or not. You're like, I don't know if it is, but it, you know, just kind of. Enjoy the process or whatever, which I did.
Did it? Is it a thing?
No, it's not a thing anymore. Aww. But it was like, it was kind of the best situation because I just got paid to learn how to write a show, but I didn't actually have to do it.
Yeah.
So it kind of.
It kind of is.
Mind.
Good. Yeah. Now you know for your next one when it is going to be. Okay. So what's your question?
I mean, I guess my first question is just generally, what are you picking up on?
That's not a question.
I'd like to know what the first.
Did I talk to you about childhood stuff? Reading? No.
Oh, I thought she maybe was, maybe you.
Oh, was that
yeah,
you?
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I forgot about all that.
But are your parents? Did they have you when they were older?
No, they had me when they were younger.
Okay, so there feels like a much much older person that like raised you, like helped,
older. We went to my mom's my grandma's house. Like we were at her house like a month out of every year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you, so you like live there?
Like we would go like every break. So in the summer we'd be there for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then we'd be there for like a week at Christmas and a week at Easter and stuff.
But she wasn't like that. She doesn't sound like she raised you.
My stepmom's 8 years older than my dad.
No. I don't know. There feels like a very like old energy like around you that was,
people tell me I'm an old soul.
It just feels
like an old, when people have kids, like in their, 50s, that kind of feeling but your parents were really young. So that's not can't be that.
Could
then.
Could be Taylor's energy.
Yeah. I'm the old person who raised me.
Oh, I've raised myself.
This is going to sound crazy. Are you from, I don't know where you're from. I don't know where you grew up. But was it like, certain places are like, like Indian reservations. Like it feel like, was it a place with like a lot of native reservations?
I don't think so. No.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Northern California, but like Modesto, Escalon. No. I mean, there's an orchard.
No, that's not it. God, what's going on? This is weird. We're going to figure it out. Yeah. I always do.
I'm starting to feel like I'm like an old Indian chief.
But seriously, that's what it feels like.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like there's like an old, like native. Are you native?
No.
Have you ever like spit in a cup and sent it to the government so they can track you?
I never have. No.
This is so funny.
I think my grandpa's like a 16th Cherokee.
No, but like it feels like you have an old like native energy around you. I don't know why.
There's no
connection to Native Americans.
So interesting.
No.
To me.
Okay.
Maybe we need to do
not
ayahuasca.
At all. I'm very white.
We need to go do ayahuasca.
Well, white doesn't mean. I mean, yeah.
No, not
we
that.
We should
I
do
am.
Like the ancestry.com thing and send in samples.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know why that keeps coming through.
Mm-hmm. That is so interesting. Specific to me.
Very specific. Huh. Like an older Native American woman. Never use that person like in a script or in a movie.
No.
Okay.
I know nothing.
All right, let's get back to it. We'll circle back.
Okay.
Like they did in the Native times.
Yeah.
Circle their wagons back. Okay, what other question do you have?
I mean, I guess as far as career, I'm kind of at a place where I feel like I should maybe be slowing down a little bit, but I also don't want to lose momentum.
Slowing down? Why?
I don't know, because I feel like everything's happening too quickly and I'm too young and I'm not quite ready for it. And I don't want to like kind of fuck myself over by like taking opportunities before I'm ready for them or like putting too much out there or anything like that.
Okay. Give me an example. You don't have to give me like specific projects, but like I need a little bit more because it, like, no comic listening is like, oh, boo hoo hoo.
Right. No, I get that. I guess I mean, this year I got really burnt out and I hit a wall with it.
Okay. That's different.
Yeah. I hit a wall with it and I wasn't managing my time well and I wasn't balancing well. Right now I'm kind of trying to figure out how to build new material and also have a life. And not say yes to, different things, whether it's like TV stuff or whatever, that would,
and
add to that stress.
You have a manager,
mm-hmm.
You have an agent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, all these people. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you feel like they are really supporting you and what you mm-hmm. want, or they're just like pushing you because they
no
just
I feel like they're supporting me. There's every once in a while they'll be like, we really think you should do this, and I'm trying to get better at saying like, no, I can't do that right now.
Right. There is something smart about knowing that you need to live in order to write some new jokes. Like I think one of the biggest mistakes is people just throw out these hour specials and they're the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, what? Isn't it crazy? Carnival rides, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, the next year, they have a new hour, which is bullshit, because no comic in the world
can do it.
And it's, like, still kind of carnival ride adjacent. Like, it's, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's smart.
Yeah. I guess my question is just, like, do I need more time off? Do I need to be home more? And am I...
You mean not on the road?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't turn down road gigs.
Well, I mean, it's at a place now where, like, I'm still gone a lot. But it's, like, it's the difference of being gone, like, every single weekend or, like, you know, two or three weekends.
We're always, like, looking for permission to...
Yeah, to take a break.
To take a break.
Right.
Like, we need somebody else to tell us it's okay, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if taking a break is what you need.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you are at a place right now where five different things are coming in at you at the same time. And it's really like, if you want to still work, then you still work. You just need to ask for more money and then not do the gig. You know what I mean?
And like, not do as much.
So instead of doing like 4 weeks out of the month, you do two with double the money.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's... Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if your reps want you to do a thing, be like, great, I'm going to need... And then just X the money, like go...
Oh, that's actually very
good. So that you're not... But if you don't want to do a gig because you don't feel like you're prepared, then that's different.
Yeah.
But if it's just a matter of like, oh, I have so many things going on, like don't throw away gigs right now.
Okay.
I think you're at a place where you need to keep doing a lot of what you're doing.
Okay.
Whether it's like writing a show, if they want you to pitch, do stand up on the road, do a thing, shoot at that, you know?
Okay.
But
that's good.
But I wouldn't say no, but yeah.
And then I think the last time I asked her if I was ready to date again, and I think she said no, right?
I have a quick question. Are you buying a house?
No.
Okay.
My parents are realtors, and they think I should, but...
Oh.
But you've also been kind of talking about maybe moving.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was, it feels that like was a move. Question.
It feels like you're... Like
yeah.
But you're buying something.
I moved to Orange County to live with my sisters.
Okay.
A year ago, and it's been great, but, like, lately, the drive... had to be in L.A. a lot more this year.
Yeah.
And it's... The drive's been kind of crushed my spirit a little bit.
Yeah. And so your parents think you should buy?
Yeah, they've told me that in the past, and I'm like, maybe chill out, because I just want to... They think I should do that at some point because they think that's a good investment, but I think
you should.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think you should too, actually.
Yeah, I think you about should.
It. Totally.
You're not planning on like leaving.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know where I would buy it, like in LA or
Burbank to look like area, maybe.
Burbank.
Where I live.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I would not be surprised if would your parents be the real estate agents for you?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Yeah.
That's a great situation.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you buy a house and you find out who the owner is.
Mm-hmm. Ask if they're an old Native American woman.
Ask if they're an old Native American woman.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's so interesting. Oh, wow. I love this.
That might be because it... Yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk to you about it more.
Yeah,
I know we don't have a lot of time.
I know.
This feels minutes. Like... I feel like a little rushed, a little scatterbrained.
Oh, totally.
I know we have
that's
to go.
Right.
But, yeah. So, last quick things. I know you have one other thing you wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
What else was it?
I guess going back to the relationship stuff. Because I don't remember what I asked last time. But I think last time I was just like, am I ready to date again? And I think she was like,
I think, no. Yes. I think Kira said to be on your own for a bit.
Yeah.
Because you were going to be busy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then I think I waited maybe a couple months and then...
Selfish. She said be selfish.
Be selfish. That's what you told me to do.
I did?
You told me to be selfish.
With your time.
The selfish podcast?
Yeah. And then I did that for like 2 months and then I did not do that anymore.
So you were dating?
I went back to an ex of mine like a couple months after that.
Okay. And how'd that work out?
It did not.
Okay.
Surprise.
Yeah. I think you're still too busy.
Really? Oh, yeah. Damn it. Well, I'm 4 months into another relationship now.
Yeah. But that's fine. You can be 4 months into a relationship.
Okay. But you think I'm still too busy?
You're still too busy.
To be in a relationship?
A little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But like, okay. So is this just doomed?
I don't think it's doomed. I think that it's not doomed. It's if the other person is okay with you being busy.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Then it's going to be fine.
Okay, great.
But if most people, mm-hmm. it's one of the reasons I did marry my husband because he was like, yeah, go do what you need to do.
Oh,
never
yeah.
gave me a hard time ever.
Yeah. yeah.
And if this person is okay with that,
mm-hmm.
then that's fine. But most people are not,
mm-hmm.
or at least they say they're okay. And then true colors, they're not.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just you seem still very, very busy. And I think you need to stay. I know that sucks because you're like, I want to take a break. I don't think you take a break right now.
Oh, you think
sorry.
I stay busy?
Yeah, you have to stay busy.
Whew, okay.
I know.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's fine. All right.
That, I feel like Kelsey. You need to take a break when, like, a natural break is going to come, like, when you do get a show.
Uh-huh.
Right?
But and isn't like, that when you have to go hard?
But you're not going to be going to Albuquerque and then the next day flying to Nashville
and the
next day, but da da tuta. And then having like all these generals and meetings about you, like you'll be focused.
Do you see a show in here?
Yeah, let's look at it.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have time? Are we okay, Aaron?
Yeah, we have just like 2 minutes and then we got to do Kelsey.
Okay,
again.
Okay. Why didn't the other show work out?
I don't know. ABC just didn't. They were like all about it, and then they just didn't. They were like, "Hey, we really loved the project, but and we'd love to work with you again in the future." They said all the bullshit, but
the industry,
just whatever. Which industry. You know,
right.
I was really only bummed that I couldn't work with those writers. I wasn't too sad that
you
the show didn't
you
work.
Can work with them again.
I would
why
love to.
You, why wouldn't you work with them again?
I don't know, because they might be on other stuff.
This going back to Delaney again. Was this show really authentic?
You know, it was like, it was pretty authentic within a format. It was like a multicam sitcom, which wouldn't be my first choice, but within that format, it was authentic.
But if you were to do it, and let's say you could do it any way you wanted, and you could work with these writers again, and you could really like, really do it, it would be different, right?
Yeah.
Like they kind of, yeah. So I think the next time you do either, you know, a variation of this script or whatever the story was about, it just didn't feel like it was, like, it wasn't true to what you wanted to say and put out there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you could do, can you do it again? Do they own it?
I think
can
I,
you
can
do a variation,
I can do a version.
Of it?
They didn't keep, like, my life rights or
right,
anything.
Right, right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can do it again. Yeah. I mean, you could take like the essence of it and re kind of format it and really do it the right way.
Yeah.
Have you already started to pitch something?
Not yet. I mean, the three of us are pitching something.
Oh, that's right. Didn't I do a reading on that last time?
Yeah. I think it was a different project.
Oh, different project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On this thing that you're pitching, the three of you, are you guys all going to be like executive producers and all? Are you guys all going to be on camera and also all writing and also all EPs? Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah, that's
pretty
ideally
much the goal. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then, yeah, my managers want to do like another version of that as well.
Your managers want to do another version of,
the other deal.
Right.
Yeah, the scripted thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like they want to kind of revamp it, but make it more real. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make it more authentic.
Yeah.
Was there also a big name with it attached to it?
I mean, they talked about a few people, but we didn't get that far.
Oh, you never got that far?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you can get a big name again attached.
To that one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it me?
Joking. All right, yeah, let's do Kelsey.
Okay,
that was so interesting.
Yeah.
The house thing, I can't. I'm very.
Yeah, you should get a house.
You should get a house.
What are your questions, lady?
Okay, so I thought of two.
Don't be like, should my colors be gold?
Okay, so with the getting engaged and all of that process, and I'm in therapy every week, I feel like my dad has been brought up more and more.
Okay.
I don't know how much I should tell you about my dad or like the background with my dad.
Okay.
But I just feel like now that I'm about to be the one getting married, I have I feel like there's these issues in the past with my dad that maybe I haven't like fully forgiven him or like learned how to deal with those emotions fully.
Okay. And he's going to be at the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Tell me if I need to say more, I will. But if you don't want me to say more, I won't.
Huh. God dang it. This head thing keeps coming up and it won't let me circumvent it.
That's a scary man. I'm about to fly on Wednesday. I'm like, what if my plane crashes?
No.
That would be your whole body.
That's your whole everything.
Okay, good point.
No. Your dad. This feels like whatever is bothering you with it, does he have zero idea?
Kind of. It's like...
It feels like it's not even on his radar. Like, if you were to even bring it up and be like, hey, I've been going to a therapist, and they said I should talk to you about this, he would be shocked.
Yeah, I did kind of have a conversation like that with him a couple years ago, and he was, like, very, very surprised that...
Yeah, it doesn't feel
like it's... something that was, like, still upsetting me.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's on his radar even now.
No.
Even after you brought it up.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. I think that's part of... how he operates though on a day-to-day basis is like kind of pushing away the pain he feels like he caused.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like if
who's the bald guy?
Whoa.
What the fuck?
That's my dad.
Okay.
But like how do you see that? Like that's
oh, I didn't even get that he was your dad. I was like, Kane.
Oh, who's Kane?
Oh, my fiance and my dad are
you got
both
all
bald.
Kinds of bald guys.
Yeah, okay. Lots of bald guys.
Sorry, that was just really like shocking to me because I'm talking about my dad and you just are like, who's the bald guy? It's like, that's just really, my dad's been bald since he was 18. Like, he's very much the bald guy.
How funny, my dad also like bald very
since
early.
Yes.
18? Like his 20s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, unfortunately just asleep to this he's not like even consciously like you are gonna have to work on this without any expectation of him so just for you work on it for you not like any like and then he'll say sorry because even if he does say sorry it doesn't I know a lot of people are like, well, I want closure. Well, that's not what you want. You wanted the thing to never happen.
Yeah. that's what everything you're saying is like, exactly.
So, so he's completely.
Yeah.
Like his eyes are like closed. Like he's not even seeing this at all.
Yeah. That's so, so fascinating. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I would keep doing what you're doing, right? Obviously, I'm not a doctor, but with your therapist, that's awesome. That's, you should be working on you, but he's, it just feels like, like you could tell him again. It's not like he'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like he wouldn't push you away and he wouldn't, but he just seems so oblivious.
Well, like I know he would never go to therapy to deal with like what he's done and all that stuff. It's just kind of like, he did it and then it was kind of put on us kids to like deal with what happened and then like that's it
right
which is kind of I guess now how it continues to be as an adult where you're saying like I can't control how he's ever gonna like rectify that or whatever and he's like done his best to always show me love but it's like I am gonna have to figure out a way to just like be at peace with what happened
right and he also feels like he moved somewhere
Yeah, I mean, like, after the divorce, he left my mom and moved.
Like,
do you mean, like, physically or emotionally?
Yeah, he, like, moved. Like, it almost feels like he fled, though.
Yes.
Is it, like, quick?
Yes.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, one day, married for 10 years, next day, I'm leaving you for another woman, gone. Jeez. Another house.
But is he still with that woman?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are we okay on time?
Yeah, we've got, like, 7 minutes.
Seven, all right.
Sorry.
So what's the question about your wedding? Like how it's going to be with your dad at the wedding? Is that the question?
Yeah, there's definitely like something. I do have some anxiety about that, about just like, because I've said before on the podcast, my dad has these really high expectations of whoever I'm with. And especially now that I've decided like this is the person I'm going to marry, it just feels... He says he really likes Kane, but it just feels like there's a lot of pressure there. And maybe because he knows he fucked up, like my dad fucked up.
What's the pressure?
for him to like never hurt me and to like be a perfect husband.
Oh, well, he's going to.
Yeah.
It's called marriage, which is Latin for what the fuck did you just do?
Yeah. And I think because I come from so much divorce and my fiance
so
comes
much
from
divorce.
Well, yeah, like my parents are divorced and then my dad's parents are divorced. And
oh,
like,
I see.
Kane, my fiance, has been divorced and his parents are divorced. And like, there's so much divorce. Uh-huh. And, you know, also we're like cynical comedians, but we like really believe in our love and our relationship and want to take this step into marriage. But I guess that there is that fear of like, well, we've never done this before. We've never gotten married. Like, is that going to change our relationship in a bad way? Or yeah, I guess those type of questions.
Well, I think going back to your dad,
yeah.
It's interesting. Did he not support your comedy at first?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is so weird.
So he didn't support your comedy, and now he obviously, right? He can see like, oh, okay, I guess you're doing well.
Yeah.
So does he, is he
really
on board
supports
now?
It now?
Now.
Very supportive yeah. now.
So but it's at first the same. It's no. like at first, he's just like a very like
yeah.
tentative person. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why he keeps coming across like very, like, does he, like, when he smiles, does it just go straight across and not like up? Like, you know, like, is it like a, like, does it fill the room kind of smile? But he just feels like a very just, I'm not gonna.
Like when yeah,
he,
like, there's like.
When he smiles, does he show his teeth? Do you know what I mean?
He does show his teeth, but there is definitely like a more like reserved side.
Yeah, he feels
to him. He's got a lot of like very, almost like different faces or something. Like, He does slam poetry, and I'll see him on stage and be like, oh my God, he's so like animated and alive. And then there's other times where he seems very like quiet and reserved. And yeah,
I wouldn't, I just do your thing. It's hard, I know, because we want to like, we seek our parents' approval.
Yeah.
But if we did only the things that they approved of, none of us would be sitting here.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
No parent is raising their kid right. to be like, and then there's a Red Roof Inn off the freeway right outside of Little Rock, and you're going to do a church show where they want you to be super clean, but there's going to be a woman breastfeeding in the front row. So a titty's going to be out, but you can't say the word fuck. All right. That's what I wish for you. Like, you would,
that
none
felt
of us
very specific.
That was
Did
very
that
specific.
Happen to you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
You want a clean show. Keep it clean. They just kept saying clean, clean, clean. And this woman, like, just busts out her enormous, just lesion-filled.
Oh.
Like, she had a ton of babies suckling on this teat. And in the front row. And I was like, so you're
is
busting
beautiful.
Out your... Yeah, it is. It's
We're
breast
all
is
heroes.
Best. You're busting out your hairy-ass nipple, but I can't say... Like, I couldn't even say, they're like, don't even say the word God. Not that I have to, but yeah, it was one of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It felt weird for me to say God then. I was like, oh my.
So, ladies.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming back
did
on.
Any of that, I mean, I was just winging it. I was really making it all up.
You shocked me. I like physically pulled my hand away just because I was like,
did.
That like shot.
Came across very anti-Semitic, I'll be honest. It really did.
It really shocked me. That was just so... Who's the bald guy? It's like, what? How can you see that? That's
yeah,
so nuts.
Yeah, because if you had said that to me,
guess.
I don't know
it's
bald guys.
It's a good guess. Come on,
besides
guys.
I don't know bald guys besides Kane.
Yeah, like,
and bald, like, who's the bald,
bald
guy?
Bald is a very big theme in my life. My dad and my fiance.
Yeah, me, nothing. No bald in my life.
No
except
bald.
For, you know what? And,
well, I'm, yeah. down there. Yeah.
Yeah, Brazilian, but
sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, oh man.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Thank you.
Buy a house. Buy a house.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big
You really should think about that.
Now I'm going to. Not when my parents tell me.
If you move out, like, I mean, why spend all this money towards rent somewhere when you could probably put
and
a down payment on
gas from driving from Orange County?
That's true. Yeah.
I like that.
But I mean, that gas is just probably the equivalent of what I paid more in rent here. So it was like, and I get to live with my family. So it's like, but I don't know. We'll figure it out.
No.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, plug
back.
All your stuff, Kira.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
Yes.
All
your podcasts.
Kira Comedy. When is this coming out? Is it
this
like
is
now?
Going to
like,
be coming out right. on August 13th.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I don't know where
it's
I
Monday.
Am. But I don't have my calendar in front of me. Oops, but go to KiraComedy.com and I will be, in September, the first week of September, I'm headlining Brad Garrett's Comedy Club
nice.
In Las Vegas.
Amazing.
amazing.
So come out and support at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And then I have other dates coming up. I'll be at Wise Guys and I'll be in Portland and other stuff, but that's like down the line. So Kira Comedy, Instagram, Twitter.
Awesome.
Podcast.
Yes.
My podcast, The Kira Sultanovich Show, which I'm going to be rebranding lately. Ooh. What do you guys think about, I call it, Don't Raise a Douche.
I love it.
That's a winner.
Yeah. So it's a parenting podcast, but I'm going to be adding, like, right now I have comics who have kids, but like I'm going to add like authors and doctors and,
therapists
and stuff.
Yes.
Kids to figure out our fucking kids. And then I have Karen and Kira Can Read, which is obviously you guys have, you know what that
we just
is.
Yeah.
With Karen Rentowski.
Need to do it. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Fantastic.
I'll plug my shows real quick. I'll be headlining Hilarities in Cleveland the 15th and 16th, and then headlining American Comedy Company in San Diego August 30th through September 1st. KelseyCook.com for tickets, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and Kelsey Cook on Twitter.
Perfect. And I am ttomcomedy.com. I'm headlining the Funny Bone in Syracuse August 30th through September 2nd, and the San Jose Improv September 13th through the 16th. And then I'm at the Comedy Cellar in Vegas September 26th through 30th.
Beautiful. At Delaney Fisher on everything, and Dicks by Delaney coming at you soon. Real soon.
Yeah.
August. Thank you,
Kira. Thank you,
Kira.
Kira.
Thank you. I can't
Kira.
Wait to have sex with a cup.
I'll make you one.
All right. Join the Patreon. We love you guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.